A reading from the Gospel of John. The Jews took up stones again to stone Jesus. Jesus replied, I have shown you many good works from the Father. For which of these are you going to stone me? And the Jews answered, It is not for a good work that we are going to stone you, but for blasphemy, because you, though only a human being, are making yourself God. Jesus answered, Is it not written in your law, I said you are gods? If those to whom the word of God came were called gods, and the scripture cannot be annulled, can you say that the one whom the Father has sanctified and sent into the world is blaspheming because I said I am God's son? If I am not doing the works of my Father, then do not believe me. But if I do them, even though you do not believe me, believe the works, so that you may know and understand that the Father is in me, and I am in the Father. Then they tried to arrest Jesus again, but he escaped from their hands. The Gospel of the Lord. We know that however eloquently we speak, our actions speak more eloquently, more truly. If we want to witness to the good news of Jesus Christ, which is a call of every Christian, we need to do it first through our actions. Our actions need to be in line with what we are trying to say with our words, because that's how people will judge them. And that's what Jesus is pointing to, of course, when he says, believe the works. But of course, we're here at the end of Lent, Friday of week 5, next week, Holy Week. And this is not the season of preaching. This is the season of repentance, of preaching to ourselves, of letting ourselves be convicted by this word. And so I want to turn this around, I think, just for today, and say, believe the works. That is, for today, let us believe our own works. That is, look at our lives. Look at what we do today. Where do we spend our time? How do we respond to people? How do we feel towards people? And then let that be a clue as to what we really believe, not what we say we believe, what we really value. Not just the storyline that we give others and even ourselves about it. If we let our actual actions speak to us about what our true beliefs are, maybe then we will repent. Maybe then the mask will come off about this line we've been telling ourselves about what we believe, and we'll be able to see what we really believe and what we really value, and then can repent and maybe truly begin to believe the good news. Just for today.